సరదా సాయంకాలానికి పునఃస్వాగతం. ఇప్పుడు మనం ప్రతి శనివారం లాగానే ఈరోజు మనం రియాల్టర్ కిరణ్ వేదాంతం గారితో మాట్లాడదాం. కిరణ్ గారు బాగున్నారా?
బాగున్నా అండి. కిరణ్ గారు ఎట్లా ఉన్నారు?
నేను బాగున్నాను. ఎలా ఉన్నారు?
బ్రహ్మాండంగా ఉన్నాండి. ఇవాళ రాఖీ పౌర్ణిమ, సో పిల్లలందరూ చాలా ఎక్సైటెడ్ గా ఉన్నారు. అందరూ రాఖీలతో హడావిడిగా ఉంది ఇంట్లో.
గుడ్ గుడ్ గుడ్. సో మీ బిజినెస్ ఎలా నడుస్తుంది?
అంతా దేవుడి దయ అండి, బ్రహ్మాండంగా ఉంది.
కిరణ్ అండ్ కిరణ్ డాట్ కామ్.
kiran.com. సో కిరణ్ గారు, ఇవాళ యాక్చువల్ గా షోలో ఇద్దరు స్పెషల్ గెస్ట్ వచ్చారండి.
ఓకే.
యాజ్ శ్రోతలకు తెలిసినట్టు అరిజోనాలో నేను ఇన్వెస్ట్మెంట్ ప్రాపర్టీస్ అవి చేస్తుంటాను. అయితే ఇవాళ మనకి సర్ప్రైజ్ ఏంటంటే, ప్రేక్షకులకి నేను ఇంగ్లీష్ కి స్విచ్ అవుతానండి, ఎందుకంటే వచ్చిన గెస్ట్ కి తెలుగు రాదు. ఫస్ట్ ఐ హావ్ సంజయ్ జావా, హీస్ ఏ సిపిఏ.
హై సంజయ్.
హలో,
హౌ ఆర్ యూ డూయింగ్?
వెరీ గుడ్. హౌ ఆర్ యూ?
గుడ్ గుడ్.
దట్స్ గుడ్.
So I have Sanjay Java, who is a CPA, who is going to talk. I have a couple of questions I want to touch base on the investment side of it and what the tax breaks that we get. Second, I have Kavita Bhatia. She's a mortgage loan officer.
Mm-hmm. Hi Kavita, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So Kiran garu, if I can just because we have only about 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
So first I have two questions that I wanted to clarify, because I get asked this a lot.
Okay.
And Sanjay, who is a CPA, he's also a licensed agent himself.
Uh-huh.
And he does my taxes along with lot of tax filings for a lot of my clients. So he exactly knows when you buy investment property from out of state,
mm-hmm.
what the tax breaks are. So Sanjay, I wanted to ask you, when people from out of state buy a property in Arizona, what kind of tax breaks can they expect? If they visit Arizona, can they deduct some of the expenses? So can you tell us what the benefits are in terms of taxes?
Sure. Yeah, basically, like, you know, they can deduct, you know, the mileage that you drive. They have to keep log of that. So basically, when they're driving from out of state, if they keep the log of the mileage, then they can deduct it. And, you know, mileage rate changes year to year. So this 2011 mileage rate is, like, you know, I think 55 cents per mile. So you can basically, like, you know, deduct that. And also when they buy the property here, of course, the mortgage interest, you know, like, and real estate taxes, mortgage insurance, anything related which is ordinary and necessary for the investment property, that can be deducted. You know, it's a good market here, and that's basically it.
So Sanjay, just to follow up on that, I know a lot of my clients who are in New York, New Jersey, Chicago, they rarely come to Phoenix to see the property, but the main people who are listening to the show, they are mainly in the San Jose area. So if they fly to Phoenix to see the properties, if they make time to see it, because normally the way we do it, as you know, in our brokerage is we find the properties, clients never have to come, we find the tenants, we do the property management, pretty much they really don't have to come. But if they have to come, let's say if they buy flight tickets, come over here for the weekend, stay at a hotel, whatever they do, are you saying that that could be part of their tax deduction?
Yeah, they have to, like, you know, like, basically substantiate when they're coming over to visit the property, and then, like, you know, like, making investments here. So they have to keep receipts to substantiate, and they could basically, like, deduct any expenses which are ordinary and necessary again. But they have to, you know, keep track of the receipts. And if the hotel and flight expenses when they come here to see the property, that would be deducted, actually, yes.
Okay, that's a great benefit that a lot of people do not know, that if they are looking for properties, all the time and effort and the expense of finding the property is deductible. So my last part of the question to you, Sanjay, before I go to Kavita, is how does the second home versus investment home work? Like, can people buy it as a second home and investment home versus investment home, and what are the differences? Is there any difference, if at all?
Yeah, there are differences, actually, because second home can be deducted on Schedule A, which is, like, you know, itemized deduction. But rental property, which is investment property, like, you know, that would be deducted on a different schedule. You have some limitations. Those are considered passive activity when you have rental activity. So those losses would be deducted up to the passive income. But on the other hand, second homes, you can deduct it as mortgage interest on Schedule A, which like, you know, you have a primary home and secondary home also. So IRS allows two homes that you can deduct, actually. But, you know, for rental homes, there are specific guidelines that you have to follow through. You could deduct mortgage interest, real estate tax. It's just basically like, you know, your business. So if you're any expenses like mortgage insurance, any advertising expenses, any other expenses which you're incurring, you can deduct it on a different schedule, which is Schedule E. You know, you can depreciate the property as well. But on the secondary home, you know, you can deduct mortgage interest and real estate taxes. And so you cannot depreciate the property, but you have other advantages also.
Okay. Great. Kiran Prabhu garu, I hope it's not too detailed from what normally we talk about in this 10-minute slot that we get.
That should be okay. Yeah, we got more details. That is also very interesting and it's useful.
Okay. Yeah, before I bring on Kavita, who is my second special guest for the evening, I just wanted to reiterate a couple of things and share something, if I may. Kiran garu, can I share one small story that I wanted to talk about?
Yeah, please, most welcome. That will be inspiring to the investors.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to use a different first name. Okay. But Pranav from New Jersey, He invested in a property. Actually, I'm going to even give the property address in case people want to research on Zillow. It's 5758 Commonwealth Place. Mm-hmm. This is walking steps from Intel. Intel employs about 11,000 employees in Chandler. So we bought the property for $115,000. It's a short sale. I put in my contractors to renovate the property. We spent $6,500. So essentially, it came out to be about close to $122,000 after all the expenses. Mm-hmm. And we managed to get a tenant for $1,300. So that is a success story that I wanted to share with the listeners. Mm-hmm. Because when you talk about cash flow, when you talk about the amount of mortgage they are paying and the amount of returns they are getting in this fluid market, wherein the stocks are going upside down, and when properties are being sold up in Arizona for below what the construction cost is. So we are really looking pretty high, and our brokerage here in Arizona is in high gear. We are catering to a lot of investors, and I really personally welcome anybody who is a starter, who wants to put small amount of money, who doesn't want to invest in cash. So that basically leads me to the second part of this segment. I have Kavita Bhatia, who is the loan officer, who has been partnering with me along with Sanjay and a lot of the deals that we do. Basically, we three work independently, but we just team up whenever the deal is right. And so she's a mortgage broker who can help originate investor loans for people looking to invest in Arizona. She can also do loans in California, but mainly the reason I bought her here is I want her to clarify the loan. So Kavita ji, thanks for calling. So thanks for coming in. My question to you is, for an investor, what is the minimum amount of down payment they require? Because most of my clients, as you know, they buy properties between 150 to 250. So what's the minimum down payment they're looking at?
Minimum is 20% down, although 30% down gives better rate to the investors. I do a lot of investor homes, mortgages. And we also have great rates for the mortgages because we are in-house lender. So 30% although gives better rate. 720 is required score with the 20% down.
Okay, so that's great. I mean, if you are looking at property, that's around 150,000. So around 30% is close to 45,000, and then from 45,000, maybe some closing costs. So if they invest 50,000, my estimate, if I just do some math in my head, if their mortgage payment is around $600,
even less,
and we are able to rent those properties out for
$700 return per month.
Yeah, I mean, even if you put in property management and vacancy and everything, so we are looking at positive cash flow of 400 at least, and that is what really excites me. And that is what actually we have a lot of investors throughout the country are doing. And I have one more follow-up question for Kavita ji. So Kavita ji, so a lot of investors, typically how much down would they do? Do they do like 20, 30%? What is typical?
Typical is 20. But lately, because of the rate difference, I have seen a lot of 30% down as well. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think of the interest rates, the way they are going? Do you think they are going to go up or down or...
I think rates are actually going to go up, yeah. Okay. So take advantage of the current market. Although the real estate is very low right now, great deals that Kiran has been finding for the investors, you know. And just take advantage of the market. You know, real estate definitely is a way to go because stocks are plunging, so definitely I'll highly encourage.
Yeah, so...
Thanks, Kiran. Very good information. You have provided additional details also for the investors, and it's very encouraging.
Yeah, so Kiran Garu, in the 10-12 minutes slot that we have, it's very hard to demonstrate the kind of expertise and professionalism that we provide to our clients. But I did make an effort to bring in Sanjay and Kavita into the show because they are very professional. And if anybody has any questions or if they have tax-related question, I would encourage them to call us, and then I can pass their information to him. And my phone number, I just want to tell on the show, it's 602-550-4842. And again, my name is Kiran, and we have Kiran Prabhakaru on the show. It's kiranandkiran.com. There is a small form wherein they can even contact us by filling out the form, and then I can get you in touch with Sanjay and also Kavita, who is doing a lot of our loans here. So Kiran Garu, I mean, hopefully it's not a rush. Kani, I tried to pack in as much information as I can in this amount of time that we got.
You did a great job, Kiran.
Okay, thank you.